Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning. Depends whenever you hear this. Welcome to another bonus edition of What Did We Watch? I've got Delvin Cox. I've got Sneak Smythe. I want to hear what you guys have watched. I want to go first. I want to tell you, it's been a little bit, actually, a slog of films that I have watched. I gave a couple films a chance because, again, recommendations. Number one, I watched the film. It's called Joe, 1970. Someone said, it's an interesting story. It stars Peter Boyle, you know, the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond, and Susan Sarandon, who plays a junkie, strung-out daughter. Joe is a guy at a bar that Susan Sarandon's dad tells that, hey, he killed Susan Sarandon's boyfriend because he's a junkie. And this film's terrible, except for Susan Sarandon is naked several times, and Susan Sarandon, 1970 kids, is, well, let's just say she makes Margot Robbie look like, I don't know, Margot Kidder. But no, it's not a good film. It's another one of those 70s films that has this shitty theme song as and shoehorns the title of the film in there. It's disjointed. I see where they're going to go. At the time, I'm sure it was fun, but it's a revenge tale that just like, for example, one scene, Joe takes, they're on a lead to find out where Susan Sarandon ended up with her dad. They end up at a hippie orgy and end up banging hippies. And that was pretty fun as they smoke weed for the first time. Hilarity does not ensue, though. That's something that's important to talk about. Number two, I watched Steve McQueen's Bullet, the infamous car chase scene. He's a San Francisco detective. I couldn't have cared less. The car chase scene is pretty cool. I couldn't tell you another character's name in this film besides Bullet. I couldn't tell you the plot of the story, except for I guess they were watching over a mob guy for 48 hours, and it was just boring as all shit. So two films, one of which you may have heard of, one of which you did not hear of. Bullet, no good. Joe, no good. I give both of them a 3 on the old 1 to 10. Sneak Smythe, how about you? Hopefully you've watched something better than I have.
Okay. I think hopefully. So I've been on like a chick flick kind of kick. I realize there's a lot I have not seen. So I watched In Her Shoes with Cameron Diaz and Toni Collette, which is actually really good. Like actually is a really good movie. It's about two sisters who are like exact opposites. Toni Collette is like the more serious lawyer. Cameron Diaz is a fun party girl, and they have a falling out, and it's about them trying to learn to understand each other better in their own spaces. It's got Toni Collette. I love her. She's my sister. Like in my mind, she's my sister. Everything she's in, I like her.
All right. Go out 1 to 10.
Amazing. Good stuff. I also watched Uptown. Sorry?
I said, give me a number 1 to 10 on your thought. I said, give me a number. 10. Yeah, 1 to 10.
I would give it like a solid like 8.
Oh, that's a highly liked movie.
Pretty good. Like I liked it a lot. I would definitely rewatch it and recommend it. I also watched Uptown Girls with Brittany Murphy and Dakota Fanning, which I'd never seen.
You are on a white girl kick, I have to say.
I am. I'm like, there's, you know, the girlies are girlies. I haven't seen their movies. I was like, let me just see what the white girl's doing. And I'm like, it's a cute movie. It's like, I'm having fun. Uptown Girls was actually really, it was a fun movie. Brittany Murphy, I feel like untimely death, really underrated comedic actress because she just is so great physical comedian. Like she's like was so fucking good. And I'm just like, damn, like we really missed out. That one I would give maybe like more of like a 6.57. Like it wasn't amazing, but like I had a lovely time watching it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Check it
Delvin
out.
Cox, what do you got?
I've been mostly watching TV shows. I've watched the first episode of One Piece, the live action show that's on Netflix. Which
tell me about that. I'm not familiar with it.
For those who don't know, One Piece is based off the anime that has over 1,000 episodes. So they kind of just made a live action version of it about this this pirate name. And Kevin, you've watched total thousands of anime. I'm quite sure you've heard of them all like that.
I don't watch anime at all.
Okay, so it's about this pirate kid, a kid who's a pirate who wants to become the greatest pirate in the world. And they're trying to all find this treasure called the One Piece. It's generic. It's not as fun as the anime. It's goofy. It's silly. It's nothing you would like, Kevin. I would say
okay.
Very similar. I give it a 6.
Okay. Anything else, Delvin?
The other thing I'm watching is I'm watching Ahsoka.
You know what? I was just going to put that on Facebook. Anyone watching it? I didn't watch Andor. I like Mandalorian season one was okay. Two was great. And three was boring. How is Ahsoka?
I've enjoyed it so far.
All right.
It is very lore heavy. Like if you like Star Wars Rebels, which I loved.
Didn't watch it yet. Is it good?
The thing. Okay. It's very good. It falls back a lot on the lore from that series. So all the references, all the characters from Star Wars Rebels are in Ahsoka and play a big part into it. But it's really good so far. I'm enjoying it. I'm on episode four, and so far it's been a great ride. Great acting. I want to say it doesn't deal with the Skywalkers, so that's a good thing. But it kind of does in a way, because if you know who Ahsoka is, Ahsoka was the apprentice of Anakin.
Right.
So it touches on that some. It's a lot. So far, I'm enjoying it. It's really good. I'd give it an 8 so far.
Is Grand Admiral Thrawn in this one?
Yes. He hasn't shown up yet. But the whole plot of the story is Ahsoka's trying to find the Empire that's left is trying to find and bring back Thrawn to take over the Empire because they need a leader after everything that's happened. And Ahsoka's not only trying to find Thrawn and stop Thrawn, but find Ezra Bridger, who's a Jedi who she's very close to, like as a friend, like she like helped train him on Prince and stuff like that. He was the main character in Rebels TV show.
Damn it, I gotta catch up. Okay, so I'll give it a go. Well, I was gonna save that for the plane ride to Vegas, as well as Indiana Jones 5 and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So
I will save you some trouble. I've watched Indy 5. Just watch the first 20 minutes of it.
I'm not paying for it except just time in a plane. So I'll give it a shot. That's going to wrap up for What Did We Watch? Thanks to you again. Thank you, Delvin Cox. Thank you, Sinique Smythe. We'll see everybody later and just keep on keeping on. I don't know. I need to come up with a better catchphrase than that. Later.